If what's going to happen wasn't so comical, I'd think it tragic.
Woke up this morning, started to sneeze. Had a cigarette and a cup of tea. I looked in the mirror, what did I see? A 9-stone weakling with knobbly knees. I did my knees, bent press-ups, touched my toes. Had another sneeze and I blew my nose. I looked in the mirror at my pigeon chest. I had to put on my clothes because it made me depressed.
You are listening to the podcast. You are still listening to League Podcast, episode 349, we hope. I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm John Hunt.
Clay Inferno.
Oh, welcome. Happy, yesterday was Batman Day. I don't know if anybody gives a shit about that, but happy Batman Day.
I wore my Batman shirt to bed, but I got home after midnight, so I guess I missed it. Damn it.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody cared, but if you went to New England Comics and bought something, they gave you a free Batman White Knight or Lil Gotham.
It's
actually Justin quite adorable. I didn't buy anything. The guy was like, here, yeah, have a Lil Gotham. It's awesome.
We met him at New York Comic Con last year. He was a cool dude.
I don't remember that.
Lil Batman?
Stacy and I did. No, we...
Oh, okay.
We met Dustin Nguyen.
Oh, okay.
And we took a picture with him. It's hanging up at work.
Oh, very well.
But I didn't have a comic with me, so I had to get Lil Gotham.
So I drew one on the spot.
I had my iPad, and I like held up a page from my iPad. It was really dorky.
Did he sign your iPad?
No, but I was just like, we posed for a picture with him. And I was like, oh, well, I should have a piece of his artwork up. That was a... really nerdy thing I did.
Yeah. And a nerdy imitation of your own self.
I know.
Spot on, though.
thank you. Well, aren't there like 12 days of Batman Day, those 5 golden rings or something?
Yeah, I don't think Batman Day is that. I think the first year they did it was like a big deal, and now it's just kind of like, oh, yay, Batman Day.
Well, they said they were going to start the DC Universe streaming service, which I bought. On Batman Day, but they started it the other day.
What do they have in the DC streaming
that's
service?
That's going now. I didn't think that was until like
it's November all. It's all the Superman, all the Batman animated series, Batman Brave and the Bold, Flash TV show, you name it, Wonder Woman.
So all the Superman movies, uh-huh, not starring Henry Cavill?
Yeah. Superman 4, the other Superman 4.
There you go.
That's the best Superman 4. It's the one where he flies through the paint factory and his cape gets black.
Yeah, because we didn't have a red cape. We only had Darth Vader's cape. So we should talk about this. Henry Cavill, out.
Out.
Out. Out. What do we think of that? I don't know. The rumors are they wanted him to do a cameo in Shazam. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I can't really do that. I got this other thing.
I've got a Netflix.
Yeah. All it says is talks broke down. So I don't know if they were like, well, fine, screw you. And he was gone. Or he said to them, screw you, your movies stink. Or what?
From what I've heard, you know, and I'm in the know.
Oh, yeah.
You're not doing anything. You're in the know.
Was that? It was sort of Cavill's agent playing hardball with.
I can see that, but I mean, that's maybe his agent has a point.
Yeah.
Well, there's also rumors that they just want to reboot the whole thing anyway, and
if
part of that is,
I'm going to tell you what I like and don't like about Henry Cavill. I thought he was fine as Superman. I felt like he was sort of like Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. Had bad scripts.
Yeah, you know? I agree. He had very bad scripts.
Yeah, and then also it really bugged me that like his chest hair was popping out of the Superman costume. That just was like really distracting to me, and that's what I didn't like about him.
Liked him as Clark Kent, or did you just only like him as Superman?
I never really felt like there was much of a difference because other than when he worked at the Daily Planet, it seemed like everyone just kind of knew You know, so it didn't.
He wasn't Clark Kent enough for me to make it, you know.
When really he's Clark, too, he, like, looks super out of place. Like, Christopher Reeve had that, like, oh, I'm going to wear a suit jacket that's a size too big and I'm going to slouch. Like, he just looked like,
yeah, and the hair, super like fitness the man. Hair with perfect reporter. For Clark Kent. Yeah, he just literally put on a pair of glasses.
I'm super fitness man reporter. I'm going to go exercise on my lunch break.
Well, yeah, like it was totally.
Me and Superman happened to die at the same time, and then I came back to life at the same time as him. Hope nobody noticed.
Wait. Yeah.
That's no, you're right. Like they didn't make any distinction between them, and literally a pair of glasses was the only like difference. You're right. Like Christopher Reeve, yeah, like he always just looked nerdy and dorky.
He had like a Clark
Kent.
Which
I don't need a dorky Clark Kent. You know, I can take hard hitting reporter like on the animated series. That's fine. It's just that I just didn't seem like there was much to his Clark Kent.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much to any. You're right. Their scripts were terrible. It's not. I'm sure Henry Cavill is a great actor. I actually haven't seen the Mission Impossible that he's in.
You know what I liked was Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was awesome in that.
Yeah, he just didn't have anything to work with. Bad direction, especially in.
Did you see that, Thurston? Batman.
No, bad I didn't direction. See that.
Oh, that's a good one.
I saw direction.
One Direction.
One Direction. That's the name. Why do they call them New Direction? Oh, well.
That's our new band. It's a New Direction.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's where DC apparently wants to go, though, in a new direction. But it seems like they're keeping Wonder Woman and Aquaman and Flash. And maybe Cyborg, but who gives a shit, right?
So they're only kind of going in a new direction.
Right. Half the characters are staying.
Yeah. I just don't think they know everything they're doing is seems to be reactionary rather than, you know what, we got this plan. And then when they're sticking with their original plan, it's a terrible idea.
It's kind of like Star-Lord. Like, I like your plan, but here's the thing. It sucks. So we're going to go find it. But like, there's a quote from one of these Warner Brothers executives that says that Superman is like James Bond, which is interesting that John brought up Pierce Brosnan. Because he's like, in every few movies, you just have to recast. I was like, no, you don't. Like,
not if it's an ensemble. Not if it's like, you know, and who knows if Batman is in.
No, he's like, out. Ben Affleck is out.
He's out.
Right?
Batman
he's out.
Is Superman.
There's no new Batman. I mean, there's going to be a new Batman and a new Superman.
How can you
and
have
like,
them
hopefully
do
a new
Justice
Lex
League.
Luthor, because that was terrible too. Oh, yeah. But here's the funny thing. Can you imagine if Disney or it was like, oh, we're just going to recast Robert Downey Jr. after a couple movies, because that's just what you do. Like, no, you just keep Robert Downey Jr. because he's awesome.
Yeah, like, your plan sucks.
Instead, recast Harrison Ford with a younger guy in Star Wars. I told you I'd bring up Star Wars.
Oh, it's fine. You didn't bring up Last Jedi. You only
not yet.
Up.
It's still early.
We just rewatched Solo because it came out on iTunes.
That's what I heard.
Did any better this time?
Oh.
There's good parts.
I didn't even start with it. Durson did.
I know. I've seen it. You know, it's being advertised. I'm getting ads for it and everything all over every browser. Like, Solo, see Solo. Like, I don't know if I have to see that again.
Yeah, once was
there were good parts, Clay. You're right. I'm not.
I was even like I just don't think it's like black and white because I was with Stacey and she's like, I love this movie. I don't know why everyone hates it. I was like, this part is kind of stupid, and this droid is still kind of like just like the Alan Tudyk droid, even
except
though it's
stupid.
Except it's a girl, and it's like the same thing. You know, it's like there's things about this movie that I kind of don't like a lot, but most, you know, it's pretty fun. It's like a funny movie.
I like the end, like the climax and everything was all really good and well done. It just the like hour leading up to it or hour and a half or whatever that I was just like, oh my God, what are they doing this?
I really love Lando. I thought he was great.
He was all right.
I didn't mind
Lando. Special. He was like, everyone thought this is going to be the coolest thing ever. Yeah, he was fine. Whatever. He was basically Billy Dee Williams, and Billy Dee Williams wasn't that great. I mean, space.
Woody Harrelson spices things up too.
A little bit. Woody Harrelson's always great.
I think I said that to her last night too. I was like, I think I would just like this movie just because Woody Harrelson's in it.
I think actually Woody Harrelson was sort of my, not, I even might have been my least favorite. That was the point where I realized I kind of didn't like the movie, was when he was running around when they were doing the Kessel Run. And I was like, he's kind of doofy in that scene, you know? Doofy. I don't know what it was. I was just like, I don't, that was when I decided I didn't like the movie that much.
Maybe you just didn't like his mustache.
That was probably it. He had a mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
I only remembered it because I just watched it last night.
See how memorable this movie was?
Glorious HD.
But anyway, back to Henry Cavill. Speaking of
mustaches, let's go to Henry Cavill. Mustaches. Seriously might have been maybe that's why they have to reboot. They were like, everyone made fun of the mustache. We can't pause. No one can look at him ever again as Superman. Without thinking about his weird mouth in Justice
League. I don't think you can just, if you do a Justice League 2, how could you just swap in a new Batman and a new Superman?
They're not
going to
do a Justice League 2. From what I've heard, and you know, and I'm in the know.
Yeah, sure.
That they're just going to focus on solo movies for a while. Not Han Solo, which we were just talking about.
Individual movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you have like Aquaman 2, Wonder Woman 3.
You're assuming that Aquaman is going to do well enough to get a sequel.
I think
that's
it will.
That's true, too. Well, that's what they're
saying.
Girls
are going to fucking throw their panties
at this Superman, a solo Superman movie for a long time, so there's no point having him around anyway, basically. Yeah. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Superman and Batman should be your flagship guys, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing, like, they recast Edward Norton, you know, or whatever. They threw a new Hulk in there, but that wasn't a main. He's not a main guy.
It's only after one movie.
Yeah, and it's not like they recast him after the first Avengers. Like nobody remembered Hulk by the time it came out, anyway.
Yeah,
and you can maybe say that he had facial reconstructive surgery, moving from town to town,
or
he ended up looking like Mark Ruffalo,
transforming into the Hulk so much that his head got warped.
So it's like Clayface. He's just trying to hold it together, and it just,
drips down. You really can't help it now. It's just like if your head grows and it, like, expands and then shrinks enough time, you're gonna be like, your body just won't be able to take it. It's like you kind of look different now.
Tell it to the preacher, man.
That's pretty good. You get the no prize.
Thank you.
You get the no prize.
But I mean, yeah, the Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman are your. The tent poles
and
in
Wonder
two
Woman
out of three.
Did really well. So, but how do you just have those other guys not be there or just swap them in? You can't just swap them in.
You can't swap them.
I think it's time to bring back Brandon Routh because I liked him as Superman.
Yeah, I didn't mind him.
He never got a fair shake
terrible.
Because he had a shitty script too.
Yeah. He's great on Legends of Tomorrow as Adam,
and he was great in that Daily Show episode where all the Supermen were in it.
John Cena him in one thing.
Tim Daly, and I know what you're talking about. I've seen that. I've watched that more than once.
Oh, you mean the Daily Show with Tim and Dan?
Yeah, not the Daily
not
Show.
Not the Daily Show.
Dude. Yeah, with
no, that John, the Daily Show Noah, is amazing.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even think they do it anymore, right?
No, yeah. I don't think so. It's too bad. But, I mean, what do you do? Like, I mean, I guess they do have to reboot, but, like, they probably have to wait a few years, right? And just be like, oh, guess what? Hey!
Remember Man of Steel? That didn't happen.
Yeah, they don't have to do nothing. They can do whatever they want, which is going to be fuck up shit some more.
Maybe they should bring back Christopher Nolan is what they should do.
They should bring back Christopher Reeve from the dead.
Something.
Hologram.
He'd be better than any of these other guys that they've had since. It's just, I don't know. It's a little disappointing, but I guess, why don't...
I don't know how they could just fuck it up so badly over and over again. You know?
These are, like, classic characters that everybody...
Well, when you have a director that takes a character as essentially, you know... If they approach Superman like they did with Captain America, that was what I was like, Captain America the Winter Soldier made me... retroactively not like Man of Steel. I was like, this is how Superman should be. I mean, he could still be like truth, justice, and the American way. Maybe not the American way anymore because our American way is sort of weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could make him wholesome and still cool. like they did Cap.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, just whatever. Well, but
instead, it seemed like they were so embarrassed by it. They're like, "Well, geez, you know, he wears underwear on the outside. Let's get rid of that." And you know, like even Zack Snyder's like, I felt like anytime Batman and Superman were talking, I felt like I had to cut away real fast because it's totally ridiculous. These guys in these dumb suits are going to be very, you know. And so he was like embarrassed of his own movie, it seemed.
The thing is, if you were to say, like, if you were to show me Watchmen and then, like, say, we should give this guy, like, Superman, like, it sounds like a good idea, you know? Like, after
Watchmen. Yeah, but then he writes you, or, like, he comes up with his idea and you go, oh.
Wasn't it?
That's a good sound effect.
It was Christopher Nolan that came up with the idea.
I guess, but did he say make him dark and brooding and sad all the time? Like, I don't, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But that was my problem with Man of Steel, and every time they, you know, every Superman's in this new...
Yeah, and then all the fucking Christ...
imagery there, yeah.
Like
a little heavy-handed.
Yeah, thick there, buddy.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like the Watchmen movie, but I thought that was pretty awesome.
Again,
I don't know. People want
to sort of like it follows the Watchmen, you know, but at the same time, it's sort of like if like the dude bro came over and did the movie, who didn't really have an understanding of the material, but was like, "This is cool. Let's do this."
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
This is cool, even though it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah, it was sort of like is on the surface. It looks the same, but when you kind of dive into it, there's no substance.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. And it's hard, I think, because it was such a product of its time.
Yeah.
And then you did it 30 whatever years later. It doesn't, you know, it's like a different.
Yeah, because you're not talking about like, you know, the Cold War and stuff.
Yeah, like Reaganomics or whatever. Yeah. That's what
really... Voodoo economics.
Something D-O-O.
But now they're doing that as a show, right?
Oh, are they doing a Watchmen
like
show?
Like HBO is doing a show, or something.
I was kind of hoping they were going to do a Ferris Bueller's TV show.
They already
Netflix.
Did a Ferris Bueller's TV show.
Oh God, so stupid.
They did.
Yeah, that was where Jennifer Aniston got her start, isn't it?
I think you're right.
I could be. Right? I could be wrong. That's
it was very short-lived.
Sort of how I am on this podcast. Half the things I say are correct, and the other half are completely wrong.
Hey, that's like a 500 batting average. That's pretty good. You know, baseball. Oh,
it could be half-assed. We don't need the whole ass.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Jennifer Aniston was on that show.
I'm going to agree with you, although I never watched it.
Oh, I didn't either. Because
I think it was only a few episodes, right?
Yeah. It was
shit. Well, I mean, whatever they do, they need to do it right. I don't know, whatever DC ends up doing, it's just sad. I mean, I mean, I guess it's funny, though, when you think about it. You shouldn't compare, I guess. But, like, so Marvel took, like, Iron Man, who's a character that's not as well-known, probably, as Superman or Batman.
Oh, not even close.
Not even close. And, like, they made him into this... Now he's, like, the huge deal. And, like, they took all these characters that, you know, the average Joe maybe doesn't know. And they made them into huge, like, characters and huge stars. Yeah. And now it's like, we got Superman. They've already made 5 movies about this guy. Oh, we'll make some really shitty ones.
Okay. We've already been making shitty Superman movies. We might as well continue.
But, like, everybody, you've already built it in. You don't need to, like, tell the story anymore. You know, it's kind of like, what did I
read? You knocked it out of the park with, like, 3 Christopher Nolan awesome Batman movies, and this is how you treat Superman?
Yeah. I don't even include that Dark Knight trilogy, like, in the, I don't even really, that's not, like, the universe to me. Or that's not my headcanon.
That would be a better universe, though.
Oh, absolutely. But it's a whole separate... I don't even include those in this because, like... I don't know. They're just too different. Too much... too much... like, they're way better, I guess, but... I don't know. But, I mean, like, It's just so ridiculous that... But you're right. I guess it's because they just didn't have a plan or, like, a long-term plan. Yeah. Seems like they just
sort of wanted to get right to the Justice League. They were like, Avengers, we got Justice League, let's do it.
Yeah.
Without, you know, kind of working towards it.
Why didn't the Aquaman movie come out before that Justice League movie came out? You know what I mean? That would, and the Flash movie, and if they were ever going to do a Cyborg movie, I'm sure it was on the slate, or maybe it still is. But anyway, like,
talk about a character that no one's like heard of.
Well, no, yeah, that's real. Not true. There's like people younger than us like grew up on Teen Titans. And,
oh yeah, you know,
you're right.
Okay. Have you ever seen that? There's that clip of Jeff Goldblum, and someone's asking him about like, what do you feel about the difference between like Marvel and DC movies or whatever? And he's like, they're different things. Kind of, he's like completely clueless as to what the guy's talking.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Most people don't know.
People don't understand that.
Yeah.
Right. People ask me like, oh, whoa, how, you know, this Batman movie and that, you know, Iron Man movie. I'm like, no, they're like completely separate companies, separate, you know, like.
Yeah, can't you tell by one being terrible and one not?
Who did I read, though? I was reading something about a Marvel movie. I guess it must have been Captain Marvel, because there's been a lot of, and like they're skipping the origin.
Good.
In Captain Marvel. And I'm like, well, good. See? We don't need the origin.
Her origin is weird, too, because it's like she was a guy. And
well, she wasn't the guy. They took his DNA and sort of just like spliced it in.
Yeah, she's like clone.
It wasn't like a sex change or something.
Not like, well,
wasn't like.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not anything wrong. But like, no, they took like a sample of his DNA and put it in her and she got his powers, but like, it wasn't like a. But yeah, anyway, that's the whole point. They're skipping the origin. And they're just going right to, like, she's a lady with powers. Yay! And that's, like, in Man of Steel, we had to sit through the stupid Superman origin again, you know? Same thing with Spider-Man there, Homecoming. They didn't tell his origin.
Yeah, but we get it. Do I need to see his origin again for the 80th time?
No, of course not. It's the same thing. They do the same thing every Batman movie.
Yeah.
The pearls dropping and the whole
thing. Stupid Frank Miller for doing that. Now everyone does it.
Stupid Frank.
You know, that was his thing. He brought the pearls and that made that famous.
Yeah, now everybody does it. But anyways, yeah, so, I don't know. Mistakes were made.
Especially like Batman v Superman, like just cutting out everything cool about the Dark Knight Returns and cramming it into he's in a suit. He made a suit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, just, I can't even get into that movie. But, I mean, maybe they're doing this, I saw pictures of Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
Wait, they're already doing that?
They haven't started yet, okay. But he's getting into, he apparently lost, like, a lot of weight, and he's super skinny, and, like, he's growing his hair kind of, like, big and jokery, and
okay.
People are saying like he looks really cool. And
what do you think they pull it off and like now all of a sudden they make the Killing Joke and it's like really good and it's with him, you know? Then what do you do?
There's too much going on. Stick with the universe and just go.
Like, give that one the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, be like, okay, that one's gonna be cool. Then all of a sudden you got, it's like Wonder Woman, and it's like, oh, there's this one cool movie out of fucking all these other ones, and then this one doesn't relate at all anymore.
And meanwhile, now the TV shows tie in with, so there's like 19, it's like,
there's
this on Infinite Earths.
Multiverses in the TV thing, too, like, there are, like, really in the Arrowverse, but there's also, like, Gotham isn't in the Arrowverse, and, like, you know?
I don't watch any of them, but
all these things that are going to be on the DC Universe app, like, they're going to be in that universe. Like, they just keep
the reality universe.
Back before they started doing cinematic universes, I sort of liked keeping everything separate. But now that it's the thing, you can't have it. Well, I guess you can have it both ways, but it's going to be terrible.
Right.
You're going to be like, we've got a DC cinematic universe, but then we've got the DC TV universe, and now we've got the Joaquin DC universe, and, you know?
And then there's the ridiculous universe. Yeah.
I heard somebody say something like they're going to try it, like, and just explain it that everything is an Elseworlds.
Okay, because that'll go
cinematic
with the everyday Joe Blow.
Right, Joe Blow.
You talking about Joe the Plumber?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just who do they want their audience to be? I guess zero, maybe no audience. they're on their way.
I feel like they're just like give lots of money to things, hoping one of them will stick. And it's like they just don't have a plan like Disney.
Did you say hoping one of them will stink? Because that's working.
Yeah, that's our podcast.
It's a lot of money at this and hope it stinks.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, but it really is basically throwing shit against the wall and seeing, you know, and all of it, it's all just drooping down.
They don't have a Kevin Feige or an Avi Arad. They should hire Avi Arad.
Because he understood they were about the characters.
Yeah.
That was actually, I mean, that's pretty interesting. They really, because everyone thought Kevin Feige was crazy, right? Like, when he's like, I want to do this.
A little crazy.
They were like, you're nuts. But like, since they already did it, all DC had to do was follow the formula.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they were going to get sued. Oh, Marvel's going to sue us for stealing their idea.
Well, I thought Marvel was way behind the eight ball, because I'm like, they can't do X-Men movies. Like, they're, I mean, come on. Like, what are they going to do? And look what they did. They took characters like the Black Panther that honestly, sorry, Clay, but I never really cared about.
Oh, yeah. And that's like,
that was the highest grossing domestic film of the year.
But that is like also like another, you know, exactly your point. Like, why doesn't DC just fucking stick with something here? Like,
yeah.
No, Joe Blow, Joe the Plumber, does not know who Black Panther is. I know who Black Panther is because I'm a huge Jack Kirby fan. Hence, I'm a huge comic fan and, like, read about the history. But I wouldn't know Black Panther, really, from a hole in a wall if it wasn't, like, years of research.
I only knew him because he appeared in Avengers comics that I bought. Like, I never bought Black Panther.
And he was always, like, not, like...
You played him once on an audio comic, I think.
I did? Oh, yeah. How was my voice? Was it good?
Oh, it was great.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is that the one with some will end in fire or something like that?
Yeah.
Some will end in ice.
Like, that's like an actual thing. I didn't even know that. I thought it was just them being dramatic, but it's like part of like a poem or something like that.
Yeah. They ripped it off.
Sounds Shakespearean.
Anyways. So, yeah. Good luck, DC. You're gonna need it.
I still like how I was begging you to watch Justice League, and your reaction was they gave it the old college try. That's my favorite reaction to a movie ever.
I mean, I didn't hate it, but it was just kind of like, oh, you guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
That's cute.
Yeah, like, you're trying. You're really, but yeah, maybe it's just too late. They should just concentrate on animated movies. Those are way better.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
The Death of Superman, which they actually already made a Death of Superman animated series, but
I had that animated thing. I tried to give it away on our Bonsai Bonanza.
Bonsai.
But they have a new one.
I couldn't give it away for free.
Couldn't even give it away.
They have a new one, and it's on that DC Universe app. They have tons of stuff on there. And you get comics. It's not really like Marvel Unlimited, but they have like a bunch of like key storylines and stuff like read on your iPad. I'm pretty psyched about it.
How much is this app?
It's like another one of those like whatever Hulu costs or Netflix or something. $9, something like that.
$10. All right.
I bought it, like, I pre-ordered it, and they gave me, like, a few months free or something. So, I'm into it. I could watch Batman Brave and the Bold.
Oh.
I love that show.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
They didn't fuck that up.
Yeah. No, because it was the animated stuff.
They should almost, like, make, like, a Batman 66 reboot. Redo everything and, like, just do it, like, super campy.
I would be down with that. I would love that.
That would be cool.
But like he would have, he would be like serious but funny. You know, right?
I mean, it would be Ben Affleck.
Adam West was serious, but what made him great is because everyone thought he was being funny.
It would be Ben Affleck in the Adam West costume picture.
Yeah, there you go.
Get some guy Will Ferrell. That's like okay shape, but not like right. Great shape to play him too.
Will Ferrell.
No.
Because he's like tall. I think that would work.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna disagree with you on that.
Okay. Well, cast your Robin then first. First thing comes Will to Ferrell. Mind.
Sherry O'Terry. Hey, they had a girl Robin in Dark Knight Returns.
That's true.
So I want to shift for a second because do you remember? I'm sure you do. I was talking about how Amazing Spider-Man, right? I was like, oh, yeah. Man, that comic went south. I'm talking
about how great it was and I know how terrible it was.
Yeah.
So they wrapped up that goofy split storyline.
Yes, they did.
And I have to say I liked this issue.
Oh, there you go.
Make up your damn mind.
Can you believe
it? It's like DC.
No, I was like, all right. I started reading it, thinking like, what stupid thing are they going to do here? So like, I mean, like, it was almost like they were just, it's almost like they were listening to me. They were like, let's just wrap this up because it's, so, like, you know, they got the machine that's supposed to combine them and there were robots and like he, so I don't know if you were, well, Clay remembers, but he was living with Boomerang. Like Boomerang was his roommate.
Yeah.
And so he dropped this hint because he's like, oh, there's this machine that's worth like millions of dollars just sitting there. And Boomerang is like, So he goes and like breaks into the place. And then Peter Parker like webs him up or whatever. It's kind of funny. But yeah, you know, he ends up like they combine them again. Like, and as they're doing it, as like Spider-Man and Peter Parker are like merging.
Don't tell me Boomerang gets sucked into the mix.
No. But he's... Peter Parker is kind of saying, like, this has to happen because you're just too reckless and too crazy. And Spider-Man's like, yeah, but you can lighten up a little bit. I thought that was pretty funny. He's like, you know, why don't you try to be a little more like me? You know, like, just live a little. You can climb walls, man. Like, that's actually what he says. And I thought that was pretty interesting because, like, Peter Parker is always this kind of, like, humdrum, like, and, like, you know, I get it. Like, you know, his life. It's tough sometimes, but like I love it. He's like, yeah, just try to be a little, just lighten up a little. And I was like, that's a great thing to say to Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say, like, I guess I'm back on board.
All right.
It's all right. Until next all month.
Right. When the new stupid storyline starts. Right,
they start another stupid
story. You only like the odd number.
Spider-Man and Aunt May together. Wait, they haven't done that yet, have they?
No, that probably means it'll happen because it's like the one thing they haven't done. I mean, how many times have they killed Aunt May?
Oh, like 17,000?
Yeah. But I did enjoy the issue, I have to say.
Oh, there you go.
And then there was another... Oh, they are bringing back... Doc Octo. Well, no.
Superior Octopus.
Superior Octopus or something. Yeah, they're going to do that as part of this Spider-Geddon thing. Which, I don't know. I ain't down with that, but... People seem to like it, so whatever.
Christos Gage and Dan Slott, I think.
Dan Slott?
Well, no, not like on the main part of the book, but like as like the co-plotter or something.
That guy just can't get away from Spider-Man.
No, wait a minute. Maybe it's just Christos Gage. Spider-Geddon. If
Danny DeVito had a kid, it would be Dan Slott.
If who and Danny DeVito?
George Wendt.
You think it's some strange,
but
it'd be like twins.
Give it some thought, and he's not wrong.
It's true. I probably won't be buying any of those Spider-Geddon books, but
I shan't either.
You shan't? Oh, all right. Because they have like Spider Girls, and it's like Spider Gwen, and
who gives?
I don't understand Spider Gwen. She's from another universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's Gwen.
But real Gwen is still dead, right?
Yeah.
And And her and Spider-Man don't have a thing going, though, right?
No.
No.
Well, and that's all right, I guess.
No, it's still well, real Spider-Man is back at Mary Jane now.
Oh, I thought she was dead.
No, she only died for like
kidding.
A
film.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
Yeah,
there's like Spider-Gwen, there's Silk, right? Silk was supposedly bitten by the same spider, like, after Peter Parker, like, got bit by it.
Everyone got bit by that spider, or they were hanging around that spider.
Spider's a slutty spider.
Yeah, that spider really got around. But, I don't know. So there's a lot of those. I don't know. I can't take Spider-Geddon. Oh, and there's Ben Reilly, right?
He's back. Random. Still? Again?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Was that from when...
I dropped like, that. I kicked that skank to the curb. I was reading that book.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to kick that skank to the curb, too. I've got, like, 5 issues that I haven't read because I'm just like, this book isn't that good. But I really like... because Mark Bagley was doing the art and whatever, but... Yeah. And Peter David was writing it, but it's just... I can't get into that character. It's just not that good. It's not that interesting to me. I'm sorry. Sorry, Peter! Not only did we walk out in your talk,
is he still kicking around, like in present day.
Yeah,
or is he back in the future.
Wait, who?
Spider-Man 2099.
I don't know where he is.
There's like definitely like Spider-Verse versions. He's been around, but they don't really do anything with them.
I don't think his book sold, so he probably canceled it. But
it's
I think
new
he's still
universe.
The new universe. So they're also bringing back What If. I don't know if you've seen that ads for that.
That was like a good What If story. I'll give it a shot.
I used to when I was a kid, but they're like I said, like it was always just everybody just dies.
Yeah.
And also, like you know, maybe it's almost like comics have gotten to the point where it's just all What If now. It's like Superior Spider-Man is a perfect example.
DC Comics is essentially doing the cinematic version of What If.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, which is kind of Elseworlds.
What if I didn't go to see one of those movies? What if
you would end up dying? Actually,
I would. Yeah, everyone dies. Like Clay, you going to see Shazam? Yeah, probably not the first weekend. I check in like a Thursday night press screening. I don't want to see Shazam, but I'm going to probably see Shazam.
You know what? I have decided that if I don't want to see something, I just don't. No.
I'm getting that way with comics. I was texting with Durson about my Great Purge. I said I'm gonna throw a few of these skanks at the curb. I even like literally was like, I hate these comics so much. I threw them in the recycling bin.
Oh, you know what? You're making the earth a better place by doing that, sir.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? So one of my friends, he's one of your prime folks over there, Clay.
Mm-hmm.
He posted something similar, although he said like he had. Like 40 long boxes or something like that.
Oh.
And people, it was so funny because he's like, I just realized I got to get rid of these. I can't have these. And like, somebody was like, can I go through them? Like, someone posted on Facebook, like a reply, can I go through them? Don't get rid of them yet. I want to go through them all. It's like, that's kind of the problem. It's like, no,
I don't want to have it even for somebody to look through it, I think is the feeling, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't want to have to deal with you looking
through
them.
I can't have this like open house for any comic book fan.
Yeah.
He needs to complete a collection, you know, like, and then of course there's always people like go to the local library and whatever.
Drop off your 40 long boxes. Yeah. I love it.
Well, Durson, will you talk about it on the show? What we were talking about, like how I can get rid of some of these.
I told Clay that if you get a priority flat rate mailbox, there's a large box and like there's a medium box, but flat rate is just like whatever you can shove in there. It doesn't matter how much it weighs, ships for the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. So like a medium flat rate box can hold about 60 comics. And I told Clay,
put like 60 in there. That's what I wanted to ask you. How many I should put in there?
I think you can fit like between 50 or 60 comics in it. And it's $13 to ship. And if you like, what I did was like, here's like 60 Batman related comics.
Mm-hmm.
One auction, like, boom. It didn't even matter. I think it didn't even sell for that much money, but it was like, good. Purge, you know? There's $60 out of my life right now.
I could probably do that, like, with, like, the stack that I pulled was all Star Wars comics, and all all
like
Marvels.
I like where you're going with this.
All another stack of Marvels. I ended up like weirdly like holding on to like all of my Image and IDW books, like because it's mostly just like Star Trek, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to.
Well, that's
Star
Trek. That's the stuff you should keep, especially from.
Except that Mission's End. Boy, was that who colored that?
That Ghost was great.
Oh yeah, and, no, they were good. Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it's are you gonna read these again? You know, like
I'm not, and they're all like I would probably say like between, just from like where they were like in my house, like with probably 2016 to 2018. It's a lot of comics, you know.
Yeah,
and just be like, these are Marvel. Should I break it up like Marvel female heroes?
Darth however Vader. You want. I did something like that. I just sold. I mean, that was a little less. People were a little less apt to buy. Like, but I sold like 100 Marvel books. Like, it was just Marvel shit that I was never gonna read again.
And do you list the comics that you put in there?
No, say, like, I mean, if they were like, oh, here's like, if there was like a limited series or like a 1 through 5, you know, I would do that. But I would just, and many more, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I'm not going to see them. Like, there might be like, I don't know, like 2, 3, and 5 of a series or something in there.
Oh yeah. Then it's good to get rid of those because you're not going to be able to sell the whole thing. But it's, some people will buy it based on the fact that like, they're looking for that diamond in the rough that you don't know, like maybe in there, even though you do probably know everything that's in there.
Oh yeah, I kept any number one issue or anything like that. You know, like I didn't give away any issue.
Like Wildcats number one, that's still worth something.
Yeah. GI Joe number 26.
GI Joe number 2. 19.
Yep, that we know that story.
We all have stories.
I'm gonna do that.
And then
to get rid of these
things. Might even go. I think that if this goes well, I might just start like one long box at a time and do the same thing. Just call out some of the old ones.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not gonna like get rid of all of my comics, but just no, there's a lot of crap.
There is,
and
a lot
I
of
think
crap.
That I, you know, I'm like super like the positive guy on the show in contrast to John and Matt.
I'm not. Look, let's go in terms of negativity. Matt is number one. I'm number two.
Okay.
Oh man, it's not that.
I mean, I hate a lot of stuff, but like Matt's, he's a little more vicious.
You don't even read comics. How can?
Yeah, that's what. Look, I can't be negative if I don't read them, right?
Yeah. So that's your loophole.
But
the negativity loophole.
But I was thinking anyway. Like that, like the last couple years, just like a lot of the stuff is just like not like. Bringing when I was sorting through the comics on my bed, I was like flipping them all into different piles and stuff. And I was like, I want to hold on to the Star Trek comic because it's actually good and it brought me joy to fucking read this. I'm gonna hold on to it. And then, like, a lot of the Marvel stuff is just like fucking Guardians thing, I'll never read, fucking some Avengers thing, like all
these
X-Men
books. Yeah, that was another thing I did, by the way. I had like a whole stack of like Guardians. Books. I had like some Guardians of the Galaxy. I had the Drax series, the Gamora series, the Rocket series.
And then
series.
You're like, what a waste. You just look at it, you're like, what a piece.
Yeah, I was like, well, I mean, I read it. Maybe it gave me joy for the 10 minutes that I read it. I don't remember, but here it goes. Like, boom, it's out there. And if you're not worried about how much money,
no,
then it's fine.
I'm like worried about like just space. Space is more
right.
valuable
That's all
to
I
me
was
than money.
Doing too. So
City living,
that's right.
It feels good to purge like that. It feels real good to be like, this isn't even worth me putting in a pile for free. I'm going to just jam it right in the recycling bin. I call that the John Hunt.
The John Hunt method of comic collecting. You just threw it away. I mean, it's hard for me because, if you spent $4 on it, but you know what? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's money. It's gone. I've wasted more money on far stupider things than that.
Right. Beer.
Like, I don't know, was there another comic this week that came out that I can use as an example?
Perfect segue, and you couldn't come up with something.
Well, I mean, Darth Vader was good.
Darth Vader is pretty good, yeah. I don't know where they're going.
Is he still chasing Han Solo around?
No. When we last left Darth, this is Darth Vader post Revenge of the Sith. He has hunted down all the Jedi and killed them, most of them. And now he wants something in return. And the emperor says, I'll give you a planet. And he says, I want Mustafar. And he says, okay. Weird.
But then, Australia. the emperor is like into it. Later, he's like, oh, I see how you want to go back there to the. Ooh, that's cool. We'll give you that planet.
Yeah, I know. He kind of does say that.
He's just kind of like.
And he gives him. It. He gives him the old Amidala's old ship. You know, like the one from
shiny silvery one.
The shiny one. Yeah. So, and he gives it, the emperor also gives him an architect basically. Oh. So go to Mustafar, build him whatever he wants. So this architect is like, I don't know what he wants, but I bet I can figure it out.
This one references the prequel material in like the best possible way, like this book.
Yeah. So I agree. So the part that I thought was kind of cool is like, he's like, when we get to the planet, let me drive. And so they go, okay. So he's going through the atmosphere and he turns off the shield so that the ship will like burn basically
and get all fucked up on the
and
outside.
It gets all scarred.
Get all Millennium Falconed.
Well, yeah, because it used to be like a sleek ship and now it's all scarred, like his face.
The architect?
No, the ship. The architect is a lady.
Oh, it's a lady.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
She's
what were we gonna say? Clay?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So he says, so anyways, he also has this mask that's like this old Sith guy who was like, had these weird powers and whatever. So he's like meditating with this mask. And somehow he like brings the guy's spirit back, this old Sith, Momoa or something like that, or I forget.
Jason Momoa?
Momin.
Yes. So this guy kills the architect. And then Darth Vader, it looks like Darth Vader, like, kills him, but he's holding up the mask, and I don't know. So, sort of to be continued, but, yeah, it was interesting. We don't know where it's going.
I like the first page where he's, like, kind of having, like, this, he's, I don't know if he's, like, in his meditation chamber or something, but he has a dream, and little Annie turns around, and he has, like, a Darth Vader skull face.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That was pretty awesome.
Oh, and at the very end, he has the vision of what he wants his, like, castle to look like.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of like
the one that they showed in Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah. Rogue. So, I mean, whatever, it's cool. I can't see them, I don't know how far they're going to go with this. I mean, like, what else can Darth Vader do, I suppose? But I'm sure they got some ideas, but... I don't know. That's the cool. Last Darth Vader series ended at 25, so maybe.
Right. Maybe they're going to wrap this one up at 25?
Maybe. This is, what, 21 or something? 22? So who knows? But, yeah, it was all right. What else? There was an X-23. Have you seen these silly... I bought this by accident. So they're really going all in on this cosmic Ghost Rider guy?
Yeah.
Because they have, like, variant covers, and I'm like, oh, jeez. Because I bought this, and I was like, what is this?
What did you buy?
X-23 with the Cosmic Ghost Rider variant.
No.
I thought Cosmic Ghost Rider was going to be in it.
Oh,
apparently, just dope. A dumb marketing scam. Oh, but, hey. The issue was fine. She, you know, ends up, she's fighting the... I'm sure John loves the name of these characters, the Stepford Cuckoos.
there was a lot of like brain transplants and stuff going on in comics this week, like and multiple personalities. There was another follow up to Matt and Mike Murdock. He's got like a twin.
Oh, and my favorite.
Over at G.I. Joe, Dr. Venom is back, but he's in the body of Dr. Mindbender, and then he gets put into the body of a robot. It's fucking awesome.
Do you mean that sarcastically?
No, it was great.
You think this is great?
There's a robot that has Storm Shadow's brainwaves in it. And Dr. Venom is... in Dr. Mindbender's brain, and then those two are fighting from the inside for dominance. So it's kind of like a superior Spider-Man kind of thing.
Speaking of Venom, the movie comes out like very soon. I thought that thing was like months.
On my
months
birthday.
October 6th. Happy birthday. Doesn't look very good.
It does not look very good.
But it's coming. So if you got any Venom comics you want to purge over there, Clay, maybe now's the time. You can be like, what movie coming?
No, because I like looked at my Venom comics, like Venom, and I was like, I'm going to hold on to this.
Gonna hold on to Venom.
Dr. Venom movie is coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Venom movie, solo movie would be great.
Tom Hardy as Dr. Venom.
Dr. Venom.
Are they going to bring back Quint? Or Quinn? Wait, what was it?
Quinn the Eskimo?
Quint was in Jaws. Quinn is the...
Quinn was the Eskimo.
Yeah, I mean, they brought back... He's dead.
Other fucking guy. So is Dr. Venom! Yeah,
that makes
sense. So is Dr. Venom!
Everybody in G.I. Joe has died.
I know.
The G.I. Joe original series for me sort of ended somewhere in the 30s. That was why I felt like it started to kind of... like. Particularly an issue wherever they brought Serpentor. I know that was after, that was like
that was 50,
issue 50.
But like, I felt it was sort of going downhill somewhere in after the. There seemed to be a number of fill-in issues there. The one we talked about with the dog fight, and then there was one that was drawn by a bunch of different artists. And it had like, you know, rock and roll, and he was driving the station wagon. And you remember?
Oh, that? And the Dreadnoughts, like
yeah. That's exactly. How I sort of feel like that was when I was like, I'm kind of losing interest here.
I kind of lost
interest. That was 220 issues ago.
Yeah, I know. Just telling you. That's how it is. Like those first.
I know, but John still holds on to these things.
I love them. I like from issue like 11 up to like issue 35. I'm just like, this is like the greatest run of comics since Stan Lee and Jack Kirby's Fantastic Four.
You think this is great?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I will go on your show and go, I love this.
I love G.I. Joe issue 11 through 35. That's a very specific podcast. But you'll probably get more listeners than we get on here. I agree. You know when I started to lose interest? When Ripcord and that girl...
Candy,
who was like Cobra Commander's daughter or whatever.
It was some Crimson Guard guy's daughter, right? And then...
Fred.
Then the Soft Master gets run over by a car or something, or jumps in front of a missile. And
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah,
that was when I was just like, there's a lot of Ripcord and Candy in these. Like, you know, they could have wrapped that up in one or two issues.
Yeah. She was very 80s.
Well, it was the 80s. So.
Yeah, no, I think it's time to bring her back.
There's an ad in this issue, though, which is this exciting because they haven't been putting out any new G.I. Joe stuff. So there's Larry Hama's writing like a limited series with the new Snake Eyes and Helix, and it's going to be all silent. So those will be fun.
So he's like, I don't really have to write too much.
Not any dialogue. So he's still going to write. You know?
I can bang these out.
Snake Eyes. I like they go back to that well a little too often now, you know?
Yeah.
The silent like, issue? I haven't seen a good one in a while.
I'm just saying that the one-off was a great idea, and then Marvel did that enough said where there was no dialogue.
Yeah, but that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That was like
I'm
220
just saying, but
issues.
But they've done it a number of times since then.
It does lose the impact every time you do it. I agree. It was cool, though, because there were two ninjas. That was the cool thing about the first G.I. Joe. Because, you know, ninjas are supposed to be quiet. You know, and looking, it was just.
And they
two
also
of them
did it silent in G.I. Joe Annual number 3.
Right.
See, there you go. And point proven.
The silent but deadly issue.
and Destro turns around and, like, he puts his finger up to his lips, Severinus. And then she makes, like, a stink face.
Yeah.
Somebody draw this. This is why we wish Josh was on the show. Oh, I drew that those two panels of Destro and Baroness SBD.
Yeah, too bad we had that horrible falling out with Josh and he's
SBD interlude.
SBD. You can draw the stink lines. Yeah. It's like on The Simpsons. Moe's like, oh, did you have to draw the stink lines in there? I kind of feel like Zartan would cut some really. I don't know.
I feel like more like one of his Dreadnoughts.
Oh, yeah. Well, didn't
all they're always eating is, like you know, yeah, grape soda, chocolate-covered donuts, and pizza, if they're lucky.
Seems like they would eat a lot of chili, too, like canned.
Chili? Yeah, they're like weirdos. They probably eat, like, they're like, oh, just, like, we're going to eat this gator.
Well, yeah, that's Zartan, like, lived in the swamp, you know? Yeah. Like, what could he possibly have eaten that was
fried
that was good?
Gator.
Yeah. We live in the middle of a bloody swamp. We need all
that. We're Australians for some reason, but we live in the swamp of Zartan in Florida.
Were they all Australian? Yeah, I guess they were.
I don't know if they are.
I used to use one of the Dreadnought's voices for if I needed to do just some random bad guy. I was like, all right, then, you get over there and do your thing.
I like that's like a Cockney Australian accent.
Well, that's pretty good, like, right?
Yeah, he did.
Cockney Australian, yeah.
Cockney Australian.
They're similar.
Caucus.
Superior Caucus.
All right.
Dursun.
On that note.
Dursun, did you read... Superman.
No, we were about to wrap up, but no.
I know. But did you read... I always like to throw in a last comic.
I know you do.
Just for
a second.
Here's
the last word. It's like, Play's final thought.
Superman, number 3, is still reading it.
I'm still reading it, but I didn't actually read it. I have it. Okay. What,
Well, the Earth is in the negative zone. And
wait, they have a negative zone in DC?
What is it? Not the negative zone.
The positive zone.
Well, that's
the phantom zone.
Phantom. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They're in the phantom zone.
The negative brack zone. that's a super deep cut, but yeah. I thought of that like last week and started laughing about it.
It's the Brack Show. Starring me and Brack. Sorry. Well, what happens in Superman number 3?
Well, he's like, Superman's calling on the Justice League to help him, but the Phantom Zone is like affecting everybody's powers except for Superman, but it's not going to last long because he doesn't have his powers are like dying in there too. And then Rogol Zar,
right?
He's also trapped in there.
The guy who supposedly blew up Krypton.
Yeah, and he has. Has a whole army of fucking beasts and fucking aliens that are like going directly after Superman in his Phantom Zone.
It's Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
See.
So.
No, I definitely want to read it. I have a couple. I like it. I don't mind Bendis, you know, on Superman. Strangely enough, but so I'll definitely catch up.
He pulls
on
in a lot of Justice League characters and like even like Mr. Terrific and Blue Beetle and Adam in this issue too. So it's pretty cool. I liked it.
Cool.
This is a Snyder cut.
You know what I did? Like stupidly. So I feel like that there's like some of these DC books have codes and some of them don't. So like I do this thing on Reddit. And I'm like, I'll give you a code if you read Robin Hood. And I actually did make a couple sales, or at least people told me they bought the thing. Well, one guy definitely did because he bought it directly for me. But anyway, I posted it, and someone's like, I'll take Superman 3. And I looked through it, and I'm like, oh, there's no code here.
No code there. How do you tell?
Isn't it weird? Why do they do it in some books and not others?
It's not in – I got Catwoman, too. I don't see a code in that one.
I'm done with Catwoman. All right, gonna kick that skank to the curb.
I really love the art. It's really cool. I don't really know what's going on with the story.
After she left Batman at the altar, I can't possibly.
Yeah. Sorry.
That bitch.
You got moving some barrels over there or something?
Yep. Just the donkey that lives upstairs. He's just throwing barrels at me all day.
I thought it was your recycling bin that you were.
Yeah, it tipped over after I threw Catwoman in there. Per your recommendation.
The actual Catwoman.
Yeah.
You kicked that skank to the curb. all right. Well, that's cool, though. All right. wrap it up, right? I mean, you got anything else you want to chat about, Clay?
No, it's good. We covered comics. We covered movies. We covered DC. We talked about Henry Cavill for a half an hour.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of meat in the bone there, as they say.
Yes.
Do they say that?
That's exactly how I... No, that's the dressing on the cake. That's what the kids say, right?
A lot of boners in the meat. The
dressing on the cake. Like a little ranch. Like the ranch. It looks like frosting.
Yeah. It's not rocket surgery.
Doctor, do you like to assist me in performing surgery on a torpedo?
Come on, Clay, you know that one, right?
No.
Star Trek 6. You need to get up on your Star Trek.
Every time I come on here, it's, you don't know anything about stuff you like. You don't know anything about G.I. Joe or Star Trek.
I know. You're like, we're stupid. Having to tell you about what's what. That's about the stuff you like. That's not right.
Yeah.
Hey, he's eager to learn. Oh. Sorry, Clay.
I can't remember everything.
It's okay, but we can, but our knowledge stops at like 95.
Yeah, that was 220 issues ago.
Learning.
That's age 95. That's not pretty. No, hey, speaking of Robin Hood, which I was like a few minutes ago, it's still on sale. Sale's still running over Comixology. $2.99 for that motherfucker. Whole kit and caboodle. The whole ball of wax. The whole shebang.
I mean, you're a fool if you don't already have it, but just in case.
There's probably a few people out there that don't.
Just in case.
Like 7 billion?
I'm going to say 99.9% of the population plus some, because I can't go any further with decimals.
But, I mean, now's the chance. That's all I'm saying.
It's time to catch up.
Yeah.
You're holding the line.
I'm holding the line at $2.99. That's right. Except when the sale is over and it goes back up to like 7. But that's all right.
That's still a good bargain.
It's a good bargain to buy it digitally on Comixology.
But why do that when you can do this?
Yeah. So, here you go.
Do your future self a favor.
And, you know, help out a,
jerk.
A jerk. Help out a creator.
Help out an opinionated jerk while you're at it.
Yeah, exactly. See that I'm actually capable of doing things that aren't, like, hate and anger. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Suffering. Or what? So yeah, and that's it though. Anybody else pick up whatever John's coloring?
Subscription to Viz Digital Comics, and you can get your weekly dose of My Hero Academia, and your every other week dose of My Hero Vigilante, and your monthly dose of Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V and Blue Exorcist.
Wow, you do all that stuff?
Fucking, it's killing me, but yeah, I do.
I'm going to have to see a doctor about all these extra dosages I'm going to have to get. It's
like ask your doctor.
Doctor's note.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V.
Doctor's
going to
give you a prescription for the Viz digital subscription. That's pretty cool, though, I have to say. It kind of, I don't know, like, in general, it's kind of like what we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Jessica Jones, I haven't even read them yet, but there's like two Comixology exclusive Jessica Jones issues that I've been meaning to pick up. I mean, they should do stuff like that more to encourage people to buy digital. And then you don't have to be like Clay and throw comics in the recycling bin.
Well, and hopefully they'll do some cool stuff like that on this DC app. I'll let you guys know when I find some cool stuff on there. It's pretty neat. I'm digging it.
All right. There you go, the DC app.
I wish they would pay us to say that, but I'll just give it a recommendation.
All right. Yeah, if we do it enough.
I wish everyone would pay me to say stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish somebody paid us to do something, to say something. Doesn't even matter. Ooh, I'll take money from anybody. But, yeah, that's it, though. Thanks, everybody. We'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah.
Enjoy your...
Stay tuned for the big... Episode 351 next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, next one's 350. Wowee.
Wowee, wow. We've
got a lot of great things planned.
Yeah, we can't spoil them.
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Yeah, you'll just have to listen. All right, thanks everybody.
Later, jumps later.
Asshole.
Voodoo Economics.